The world you first encountered when you were 15. The world which had starved you, despised you. Here it comes again. This time it is bearing gifts. The phone didn't ring before, if you had a phone. Now it never stops ringing. When people saying, what do you do? They say, won't you do this? And you become, or you could become, a very important person. You find yourself in the position of a woman I don't know who sings a certain song in a certain choir. When the song begins, she says, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. You've come full circle. Full circle. Here you are again. It's all to do all over again. And you must decide all over again whether you want to be famous or whether you want to write. And the two things, in spite of all the evidence, have nothing whatever in common. Now what is it, at the point of the artist, since I must put it this way, begins to come of age that he cannot keep to himself? This is the trickiest part of the whole argument. I was having lunch today with two very good friends of mine, or one very good friend of mine, a friend of his. They're both artists. I wasn't trying to be sardonic. The friend of the friend is a man I admire very much. The other one is a cat I really don't dig. Only hope. Because only an artist can tell, and only artists have told, since we have heard of man, what it is like for anyone who gets to this planet to survive it. What it is like to die. Or to have somebody die. What it is like to fear death. What it is like to fear. What it is like to love. What it is like to be glad. Hymns don't do this. Churches really cannot do it. The trouble is that although the artist can do it, the price he has to pay himself, and the audience will also pay, is the willingness to give up everything to realize that although you've spent 27 years of occupying this house, this furniture, this position, although you spent 40 years raising this child, these children, nothing, none of it belongs to you. You can only have it, you can only have it by letting it go. You can only take if you are prepared to give. And giving is not an investment. It is not a day at the bargain counter. It is a total risk of everything, of you.
Welcome to Deep Link Sessions.
Deep Link Sessions. We'll be right back. much more powerful. When I finished, I always felt great, you know. So now I say that was a form of unconscious therapy, you know. But all I knew was I felt raised, I felt lifted.
Yeah. DJ Datcha.
Thank you. dust.
4,000 miles in a jet airplane. Go out of your mind, go insane!
Pretty soon it'll all turn to dust.
4,000 miles in a jet airplane. Go out of your mind, go insane! So get up!
I'm gonna go get some. Music, house.